It's time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey there, I'm Rabbi Brian. I'm glad you're listening to this podcast. If you haven't been over to www.rotb.org, I recommend that you do so. That's the Religion Outside the Box headquarters. Take a look. You can always send me an email from there. Tell me you've been listening to this podcast. All right, today I want to talk to you about an experience that I had on Monday, but I'm going to tell you about something before I get to that. I was crocheting my own yarmulkes. I made these yarmulkes for myself, and people would say something about, oh, those are neat or those are great. And I would always think to myself, well, yeah, I mean, I can crochet, but knitting is really cool. Right? Isn't that weird? I mean, there was a time where I didn't know how to crochet or knit, and knitting and crocheting, I didn't even know they were different. But when I could do crocheting, I didn't think that was cool anymore. I thought knitting would be cool. I learned how to knit. I found out I actually like crocheting better. But this is what I want to talk about, this thing that we do where we denigrate ourselves for what we can do, and always looking outside of ourselves. We're always looking without to feel accomplished. So on Monday, there was the premiere of this documentary, this brilliant documentary called For the Bible Tells Me So, and I'm a featured theologian in this movie talking about the Bible and what God wants. And after the movie, people would come up to me and they say, oh, I loved what you had to say. And I found myself doing the same knitting and crocheting thing. And in my head, I would think, well, what I said, you know, that wasn't really much. That was just what I was saying. But what the other person said, that was genius. Okay, and then afterwards, there was this party for people who were in the movie and very involved in the movie. And I talked with some of the other people. There was this Harvard psychologist who I just adored. And I said to her, look, I gotta ask you about this. People are coming up to me saying, I love what you said. And I keep thinking, well, what I said's no big deal. I mean, I wish I had said what Steve had said, or what Gene had said. Those were genius comments. And I said, like, what you said was great, but what... And she said, Brian, I do the exact same thing to myself. Now, isn't that interesting? I mean, I know how to do stained glass, but I really think that welding would be neat. Right? Why do we think that which we can't do is cooler than that which we can do? Well, I think you can probably finish the sermon from here. We need to be comfortable with what we can do. We need to be proud of ourselves and rest on those laurels for a little while. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.